Proclamation number 3611 of 23rd of November, 1945. God's love for the fallen. Inseparable, God's share. And this is eternal truth which my spirit proclaims to you, that you remain indissolubly united with me and come never ever separate from me, even if your will turns away from me. You are a part of me, for my strength was effective at your creation, and therefore you will remain my share for all eternity. But whether you feel connected to me and thereby become aware of my strength and are blissfully happy due to my supply of strength is determined by your own will. You create the state of bliss as well as the state of wretchedness yourselves, but I never push you away from me. My will is never decisive for your fate in the spiritual kingdom, but you alone determine it. And therefore I don't condemn you, but you yourselves plunge into damnation if you deviate from me and use your will wrongly. And yet, even in the deepest depth of hell you remain my property. I will not leave you in the hands of the one whose will called you into life by using my strength. Only that it will take eternities before you give yourselves to me, because this depends solely on your will if you acknowledge me as your Father and Creator of eternity. For I do not force this will. Yet my strength of love touches the being the less it distances itself from me through its own will, even though it cannot completely separate itself from me. But the strength of love flowing from me signifies bliss, it signifies light and strength, knowledge and power. And therefore the spiritual being which is distant from me is without light and strength, because it withdraws itself from my strength of love. It is wretched because the state of lightlessness and powerlessness completely contradicts its original state. It is the state of the imperfect, whereas it originally emerged from my strength as a perfect being. Everything wretched is far from me and does not feel the beatific love which flows from me and touches everything perfect. Yet I take pity on the wretched because my love for the created by me does not cease, and I seek to guide the wretched back to beatitude. Yet the process often takes eternities because the creature itself does not want to let my strength of love flow through it, but I respect its free will. And in these eternities my will and my omnipotence is constantly active to create opportunities for this spiritual apostate to find and take the path to me. Again and again my love inclines towards the fallen one. My love descends into the deepest depths, sending rays of light into the darkness in order to awaken the desire for brightness in the beingness. My love stretches out its hands to grasp what is sinking and pull it upwards. For I will forever court my creatures because they are and will remain my share for all eternity. But they have to reduce the distance themselves through their will, and because they are no longer able to do so if they remain at an extreme distance due to my adversary's influence, I bind their will. I.e., I take away its freedom until it is able to make its own decision again in freedom of will. For my love wants to help the weak, the powerless, to become powerful. My love seeks to change the will of the spiritual being which is distant from me without, however, making it unfree in the stage of the final decision as a human being. But before that the spiritual being would abuse its will, and therefore I bind it to prevent this. It must feel the shackles of its bondage for an infinitely long time and experience it as torment in order to want to be rid of it. Only then can it take the last path in freedom of will, towards the source of light and strength, or back into deepest darkness again. But one day even the spiritual substance which resists me will become free and strive towards me, for what is mine from eternity will inevitably return to me. Because I will not give up anything which has emerged from my strength. Amen.